SDK. Welcome to Business Life After Hours, a podcast that takes a deep dive into real-life topics at the intersection of business and life. After the workday ends, that's where we pick up. Dr. Frank Luntz is one of the most respected and recognizable voices in American political strategy and public opinion research. He's a communication expert, pollster, and best-selling author who has advised presidents, prime ministers, Fortune 100 CEOs, and even TV networks on how to connect with audiences through language that resonates. Dr. Frank Luntz, it's great to have you here on Business Life 360.
It's a privilege. I hope that I can live up to that bio.
Well, you better. Listen, let's dive in. In reading that bio, I would really like to know, for the purposes of being succinct, how do you describe what you do?
I'm a word guy. Literally, two words. Someone needs to do a speech for a wedding. Someone needs to do a toast for a business. An issue needs a sentence or a paragraph or a page to sell itself to the public. That's my job, is to find the right words. Sometimes the communication is not based on issues. It's based on visual. Hmm. So I'm wearing a tie of little soldiers here. Mm-hmm. I don't have a sport coat because I want to project an informality. Mm-hmm. You're very striking. You want to project an image of authority and knowledge or wisdom. Everything that we do, the words help, but the visuals are so much more important, particularly the people under age 30 who don't read anymore.
Mm-hmm. This is very true. Of the things you do so many things politically, in the corporate world. What do you like doing the most?
Of all the things that I do, it's the sports and entertainment that I love the most. I got one company that I'm absolutely still madly in love with, and that's Disney. Because it brings happiness, it brings joy. Whether it's a TV program or a movie or a theme park or even the ships that they have, Disney brings joy. And so many of the other projects that I've done don't. Politics doesn't. A lot of business doesn't. Disney does. I love Las Vegas and how people enjoy the adult version of Disneyland. But I'm a huge fan of sports. I've worked for the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and the MLB, all of them. And whenever I get to do that, I'm happy. And I've done a number of testing for television shows for movies. And the reason why I like that is that we all know that the actors and actresses are portraying something they're not. And yet we believe them. We believe the character. We believed that Julia Louis-Dreyfus was the vice president of the United States in Veep. And yet we knew her as Elaine from Seinfeld. It doesn't matter. I think entertainment is awesome because when done well, it takes us to a different universe, gives us a different feeling about life, and that's really cool.
That's really cool. And so to that point, it's not what you say, it's what people hear. You say that all the time. So why
I made a lot of money off of that slogan.
Still working for you. So why do certain words carry more weight than others?
Because they mean more.
Go on.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I learned my lesson. How can I make it up to you? Or how can I make you whole? Will you forgive me? Five different ways to apologize. And each one of them in order makes the apology that much more serious and that much more credible. They're saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. But the first one says, I'm an idiot. The second one says, I've learned from it. And each one of them is a progression that says to the person, I want to make you whole again. Knowing that it sometimes takes that much makes you a better communicator. It's all true. It's all authentic, because God help you if you lie, the public can tell. But it's all necessary, and you guys behind the cameras, remember this when you're doing this. And what happens to me a lot is people will come up after the interview and say, I made my girlfriend angry. Do I get her flowers or chocolate? And my answer is, idiot, that's not what this is about. If she knows you regret what you said or you regret what you did, has nothing to do with flowers or candy and everything to do with who you are as a person and whether or not you respect her and her wishes and her emotions and her feelings. So it's not just about what you say. Sometimes it is about how you say it.
So, and when we talk about influencers in the media or podcasters or what have you, is it who is saying it? In other words, for example, are certain influencers, when they say it, does that mean it is necessarily true?
No.
Because of who's saying it?
Not really anymore, because we don't trust anyone anymore. And in fact, if you still have that credibility, if you still have trust, there's something special about you. One of the greatest challenges of the last 10 years is that trust and credibility have been decimated by politicians, journalists, people in the news. When I was a kid, and it says how old I am, Bill Cosby was the single most trusted individual, and then he goes to jail. Mm. And then I get older, and you have people like Oprah Winfrey, who is so significant because of who she is and what she's accomplished, but by going into politics and dabbling in that, she's lost some of that credibility. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk was the most popular businessman in America. By the way, even this thing right here, and this is one of the problems, that people spend so much time on their phone that they stop seeing reality, and they spend their time looking down rather than looking around. That also kills our credibility, mm-hmm. because it kills our attention span. Mm-hmm. We've been lied to, we've been misled, and worst of all, we've been betrayed. And so we tend not to want to get burned yet again. Mm-hmm. And that makes communication so difficult.
Very challenging. Strategic communication within the workforce, in the political world, how do we gain that back again in terms of trust?
I don't know. That's part of my reason why I'm in Toledo, is to have that conversation. But I'm going to give you an example. When do you look at the camera? Because every time you look at the camera, every time you make eye contact with the camera, I'm speaking to the person who's watching me right now, mm-hmm. even though you're doing the interview. Mm-hmm. By my pointing at that camera, and I know this to be a fact, I only do this when I really want to make a point. But stronger than my making a point to you is by turning at the camera and pointing at that. Because everyone at home goes, they back away. It's very aggressive. But they'll go, wow, he really must be serious. Mm-hmm. And the times that I've done it, those segments get tweeted not thousands of times, but millions of times. Mm-hmm. So I know the power of doing this. And that's part of establishing trust and credibility, is don't do it so often that it loses its authenticity. Mm-hmm. When you do it, mean it.
And it's a connection in that moment that
Correct.
They didn't have before with you. Speaking of trust, when it comes to the media's use of emotionally charged or biased communication and words, that has truly shifted the trust in our institutions. So what role do you think word choice plays when it comes to driving polarization?
It's tremendously important. Is it an estate tax, which is a tax on rich people, or is it a death tax, which is a tax on dying? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, mm-hmm. but it has a different focus. Is it global warming, which scares the hell out of people, or is it climate change, which seems like a scientific or a health situation rather than an immediate threat? Is it government takeover of healthcare or government control of healthcare? Is it, by the way, I'm drinking this right now, is this a sparkling beverage or is it carbonated? Because if it's carbonated, it's got chemicals. Mm. If it's a sparkling beverage, it's a party in a beverage. Mm-hmm. Just these little things. Is it gambling or gaming? How you phrase it determines how people see you.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So perception is reality when it comes to words.
Yes, but reality needs to be the truth. Mm-hmm. And I'm so devoted to this right now. I'm still doing interviews like this. I've had two strokes in the last 5 years. And so it makes my life that much more difficult. But I feel like it's that much more important. We have to get the truth back. We have to be on a relentless pursuit of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Not as we see it, but as it actually is. because that's the core of our democracy, that's the core of our society. What makes America so great is not our income, it's not our guns, it's not our wars and our military might. It's the idea that we have more trust, more faith and trust in each other, that we will help each other when we need it.
Mm-hmm. To your point, when we talk about generational and cultural differences, where are we in that world when we look at the Gen Zers and we look at a baby boomer working together?
Our greatest divides right now are political. It doesn't matter what state you're from. I'm going to assume if you're from California, you're a Democrat. I'm going to assume if you're from Alabama, you're a Republican. If you're in your 20s, I will assume that you're left of center. If you're in your 60s, I'll assume that you're right wing. But it's much less predictable than who you voted for in the last election. We now identify by whether or not you support or oppose Donald Trump, and that was never the way in this country going back hundreds, literally hundreds of years. We voted, we kept it private, we kept it secret, we voted, and then we moved on. Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
So let's leave our audience with one thing. You've tested thousands of words through the years. Is there one phrase or something that you love to use?
Yeah, it's imagine. Imagine life of perfection. In fact, I'll do it with you. Imagine life of perfection. Where are you? What are you doing? And who are you with?
I love that.
Where are you?
Do you want me to say that out loud?
Yeah.
I'm on a beach in the sunshine.
Where?
Cayman Islands.
Okay. It's not that you're on a beach. I've now identified a specific beach because most people have them. The great thing about Imagine is you're thinking about it in your head. It gives me a reason to ask you questions, mm-hmm. and it helps identify what you're about. Okay, who are you with?
My family.
Your whole family?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any member of your family that's not there?
I can't say that.
There you go. So usually I can get them to admit that there's a member of the family that they're not with, and that causes all sorts of consternation. In a speech, I've actually called a family member to say, I want you to know that your sister is not going to have you in her life at perfection. And what are you doing in the Cayman Islands with your family in perfection? What are you doing?
What am I doing? I am playing a wicked game of Frisbee on the beach.
And we can all see it.
Yeah.
Now, if you can see it and perceive it, you should be trying to achieve it. And that, in the end, is the ultimate goal of a good life. That when your imaginations, when your dreams become reality, then you're living the perfect life. And that's why I love that word, because it helps people aspire to their perfect life.
Dr. Frank Luntz, thanks so much for being on Business Life 360. Thanks for all you do for our world. You're making it a better place.
I don't do enough. I'm determined to do more, but I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Business Life After Hours is hosted and produced by Christy Kay. Audio engineering, production, and editing by Chris Pfeiffer. Be sure to join Christy for her award-winning television series, Business Life 360, the third Thursday of the month on WGTE HD or at wgte.org/b360. Business Life After Hours is a production of WGTE Public Media.